We are nature looking at itself. The instinctive realization of that, where we know that on a moment-to-moment basis, is not permitted within us unless we go beyond reasoning, unless we go beyond describing everything according to viewpoints that try to establish the independent nature of everything. And so it's only by repeated short moments of serenity or relief or awareness or whatever you call it, that serenity becomes automatic, that peace becomes automatic, that the profound insight of nature's intelligence itself becomes automatic. Without relying on those short moments repeated many times, rather than going into the descriptions, the painful, excruciating descriptions of everything. Without that, we're just lost in the painful, excruciating descriptions all the time. So we have to stop baffling ourselves with our bullshit and go beyond thinking that this jabbering of is something that we need to pay attention to. When the jabbering starts up, what it's a reminder of is to maintain serenity, a short moment of serenity, repeated many times throughout the day, eventually will become automatic. However, it requires discipline for most people. It requires discipline to interrupt the jabberwocky of ordinary thinking and emotional states and experiences. So it requires that we have to pause when agitated and rest repeatedly for short moments until it becomes automatic, and never give up. Because the moment we give up, we're sunk. We're baffling ourselves with our bullshit. And so, you know, we're the only ones who can take this on. Nobody else can do it for us. It's not a matter of getting into some kind of state where we don't have any thoughts or emotions, or we're kind of numbed out or neutralized to the nature of existence. It's full-on interpenetrating comfortableness with everything. And that can only come about by short moments of serenity repeated many times until it becomes automatic. Unless we take those short moments until they become automatic, we won't see that serenity is actually the nature of everything that appears. It's the actual nature of everything that appears. The description is just incidental. It's a way of describing dynamic energy, but it isn't a complete description of the dynamic energy of awareness at all. It's just a half measure, and not even that. It's a pitfall, an obstacle, a downfall into a hellish realm to believe that descriptions are real. And that the descriptions of our emotional states and our thoughts are the identification or the identity that we're condemned to. This is just something we've learned. That's all. So, you know, another way of that, of thinking about that, is that moment to moment, you are nature's intelligence touching itself as the perception of being human. That's what's going on, nothing else. You're not a human trying to be nature's intelligence, because there is no independent human to be anything. You are nature's intelligence touching itself in being human. And in it's really amazing, because you see, we train ourselves to believe that we are a fixed identity that is comprised of all our thoughts, emotions, experiences, memories throughout our whole life. We train ourselves to believe that, and we hold on to it for dear life. This is our identity. This is my identity, and I'm never giving it up. I am these ambivalent emotional states and thoughts. I am these experiences, high and low, but mostly low. and there's no way out. I'm caught in this prison of thoughts, emotions, sensations, and other experiences. We train ourselves to see that, to experience that as an assumption about of what we are. But we're not born that way. We're not born freaking out over our thoughts and emotions, or trying to hold them at bay, or our sensations. We're not. We're born spontaneous, and we're trained, and through that training we train ourselves to experience our humanness in a certain way. Well, once we've trained ourselves to experience ourselves in that way, then the only way out of that is to re-engineer ourselves into our originally engineered state. And so you see, it's all a matter of perception. If we take ourselves to be all mixed up and confused and incapable, then we will be. But, you know, if we see, or if we take ourselves to be the best of them all and beyond everything, and or anything in between, then we're just fixing ourselves in some kind of identity that is made up of concepts. We don't need any fixed reference points to determine who we are, interestingly enough. And it's only by going completely beyond all the fixed reference points that we're really able to enjoy our particular expression of nature. We can't really enjoy it as long as we think it's something in its own right. But when we come to recognize that it isn't something in its own right, and we come to see that what's fundamental to it is just the intelligence of nature itself, and that our intelligence is only that intelligence. There is no individual intelligence. There only seems to be an individual intelligence if we make ourselves believe that we have a fixed identity that's made up of our accumulation of thoughts, emotions, sensations, and experiences. In other words, memories. If we take ourselves to be our memories of ourself as a particular thing, then we're sunk. That's a very incomplete picture. And so you see, there's no way out of that once you've trained yourself to believe that, other than short moments many times. Those short moments, acknowledge again and again the fundamental condition of every perception you're having. So if a perception comes up that's painful or arrogant and grandiose or whatever it is, or anything in between, by acknowledging awareness as the root of that perception and maintaining that awareness for a short moment or forever, how long it's maintained, then eventually it becomes automatic. When the painful perception comes up and you go to the painful perception itself and start massaging it, then the massage is going to lead to all kinds of other thoughts about it. It's just like if you're standing in a muddy pond and you want the pond to be clear, you're not going to stir it with a stick. You're just going to stand very still until all the water naturally, the mud naturally settles out. The same with this. If perception is muddy due to training yourself to believe that every single description means something, then it requires standing strong, maintaining awareness for short moments repeatedly until it becomes automatic. Awareness is just another name for serenity or relief or courage or whatever you want to call it. It's the courage to see who you are. It's another word for wisdom. And by touching in with that repeatedly as the basis of what you are, what you really are, the basis of all your perceptions of you and everything else, then you come to see that you're not overwhelmed by all these ideas of who you think you are. And you never have been, what's more. The idea that you have been is just another point of view. So it's just like if that personal history seems compelling to you, when that personal history starts to gnaw at your well-being, then rest as awareness. Just rest as serenity. Know that getting into the gnawing and letting it gnaw away at you, it's just going to hurt. What do you choose? To hurt or to enjoy a moment of serenity? So you see, it's a very fundamental choice here. Are you going to go for the pain, or are you going to enjoy stable awareness? And it has to be a priority above all else. If it isn't a priority of all else, you're going to feel gnawed. No one would want to be gnawed on by a wild animal. Or at least most people would. Maybe someone would. And so it's just as painful, really, except that if you're not on by a wild animal, your life isn't going to last long. But if you allow yourself to be not on by memories, then, whoa, that's going to be like being not on by a tiger for the rest of your life. And you see, only by making it a priority above all else are you able to truly come into the confidence of the complete integration of everything. And that is a reality of total relief at all times. of no longer having all the overwhelming ideas about being human in control. And so you see, you can look at it as an adventure and say, wow, you know, this is incredible. I'm never giving up. There's no destination, so I'm not anywhere now, and there's nowhere to get to. Just whatever appears, it's my own dynamic energy. It's the dynamic energy of my own intelligence. It isn't anything else. And that intelligence isn't peculiar to me in particular. The intelligence is the intelligence of nature itself. The power and potency of nature's intelligence itself. That's what I am. That's my power of perception, that intelligence. There is no other power of perception. To rely on that alone for all of one's life has incredible rewards. And it isn't that we rest for the rewards. That's impossible. It can't be that way. We have to want to have short moments of serenity repeated many times just for itself. The rewards or the results of that come about spontaneously. They can't be contrived. However, the rewards and results that come about are a wish-fulfilling jam. Now, we've all heard about this sort of thing, the wish-fulfilling tree, the wish-fulfilling jam. We've heard stories about this sort of thing since we were a child. The Holy Grail, whatever it might be, the Fountain of Youth. Yet, we can realize that, instinctively realize exactly what those terms mean by this simple practice of short moments repeated many times. Short moments of serenity repeated many times until it becomes automatic. Otherwise, we'll never have the benefits of the wish-fulfilling jam. But we can't rest for the benefits. Do you see what I'm saying? We can't have any ulterior motives. There's no need to have an ulterior motive. It's spontaneous. So all the worries and fears we have about managing everything in our lives in order to try to get all our ducks in a row and have the money we need and take care of family responsibilities and whatever else it might be, it's all handled by the wish-fulfilling jam. And so that's just the way it is. If you take it all the way, you get to see that. You get to see that everything you worried about is beyond worrying, beyond concern. And so you see, you begin to see that initially just in the first moment that you choose serenity rather than the gnawing pain of a described reality. In that first moment, when you choose serenity rather than being gnawed on, it's a moment of total clarity. It's a moment of wow. A moment of super complete total wow. Where you say, wow, you know, that being gnawed on that I thought was compulsory, it's optional. It's optional. And it's up to me. Whoa, that's another big step, isn't it? It's up to me. It's not up to people, places, and things. It's up to me. Nobody else. There isn't anyone else out there. And so, based upon that initial realization, it's possible to have the courage to try it again. The next time we feel gnawed on by anything. Arrogance and feeling better than are no different than feeling less than. If we're gnawed on by arrogance, it can even be more hidden than being gnawed on by pain. If we're gnawed on by pain, we want to get out of it. So we're lucky. If we're gnawed on by pain, then we're really lucky, actually, because we're highly motivated to want out of that prison. I would really invite everyone to take this on as their primary lifestyle. The degree to which you can count on disciplining yourself in short moments, to that degree you will have, whatever degree that is, you will have a pain-free, confusion-free life. And so it is entirely up to you. You're completely powerless over the proliferation of mental and emotional and experiential and sensory states. You're completely powerless. There isn't anyone to have power over those. They're just spontaneously generated and proliferating thoughts, emotions, sensations, and experiences. Just like taking a mirror and moving it. It reflects everything that appears in front of it. And this is just what your intelligence is. It reflects everything that appears in front of it, just like a mirror reflects everything in front of it. But just like a mirror is never affected by what it reflects, so too stable awareness, that stable serenity that is the essence of your being, is never affected by anything that it reflects. It never is reflected by anything it affects and it reflects, and you can recognize that moment to moment by the power of short moments of awareness repeated many times, short moments of serenity repeated many times. And just like a crystal ball reflects anything, any color that it's put on, whether it's red, blue, green, yellow, orange, whatever it might be, so too awareness reflects anything that it's exposed to. When you look through a crystal ball that's put upon a colored cloth, you'll see the color filling the crystal. And so too your awareness will be filled with whatever color of cloth you put it on. If you put your awareness on painful perceptions, then that'll be the color of the cloth that's reflected in the crystal clear awareness. And if you hang out with those thoughts, emotions, sensations, and experiences inside yourself, then your crystal clear awareness will be filled with whatever color and flavor that is. If it's pain of despair, depression, I can't do it, or pain of I'm fantastic, I'm better than everybody, that's what it'll be filled with. If you just settle in the crystal clarity of awareness that reflects nothing but pure sky, then that will be your experience of the world and all your perceptions. Now, this isn't just a matter of what goes on within you. If you hang out with people who are all wrapped up in their points of view and only want to have conversations about points of view, when you're first starting to rest as awareness, then it's going to be very difficult to take it all the way, you know. It's really going to be difficult unless you have super discipline. Now, some people do have super discipline. I definitely know what that's about in myself and in some others. Some people are super disciplined, and they know from the beginning, I'm going to take this all the way, and I'm not giving up. It's the way that it is. And even if they don't know it right away, they come to that conclusion. Say within the first year, they say, wow, this is the best. You know, I found it, and the search is over. There's no destination to get to, so this is where I'm at, and I'm not at anywhere else. I'm not baffling myself with my bullshit anymore. And I'm not going to allow myself to be baffled by the bullshit of popular culture either. And so, you know, when we have that kind of discipline, we might be able to rest anywhere and see any opportunity as a moment of rest. But otherwise, it's going to be really important for us to have friends who are resting. And not just any friends who are resting, but it's most important to have friends who really have taken it all the way and who aren't going to co-sign our bullshit about this, that, and the other thing. Co-sign our bullshit. What does that mean? Well, that means that they're going to get into our pain with us, you know. They're going to get into taking it all to be real. And they're going to not be participating in the wish-fulfilling jam. So now, you know, we see that the wish-fulfilling gem is real from the beginning. From the first time we actually choose a moment of serenity, a moment of the true nature of our own being, rather than gnawing on ourselves. We see in that moment that there's total wish fulfillment in that act of a short moment of serenity. We have to have faith in the efficacy of that simple practice above all else. We don't need anything else. If we are able to accept that, we are a person of the greatest good fortune. If we are just able to humbly accept that we require nothing else in order to have total well-being in our life, then we are a person of the greatest good fortune. The efficacy of this simple practice is shown by its results over and over again in people all over the world. Just like you. So we begin to enjoy life in that first short moment. We begin to truly enjoy life in that first short moment. And as many short moments as we avail ourselves of, to that degree, we will enjoy life. It's as simple as that. I would be cruel indeed if I indicated that anything else was needed. I know better. Not just for myself, but what I see in people all over the world. It's incredible. It's really incredible. And to actually have the experience of meeting countless people, and countless people who are just like you and me, who have no idea of the power of their own being, the power to have complete well-being, the power to have perfect mental stability, the power to have insight, the power to be so extraordinarily qualified and skillful that one is able to carry out anything one wishes, that one is able to have anything one wishes. So you see, to meet people who have no idea that that's the case, and then to very quickly see that be the case, that's really compelling evidence. It's very compelling evidence. Mm-hmm.